Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. It is always my honor and privilege to share this time with you. We do this show every day because every day you're living life. You're working at your business. You're trying to make money. And and all of that applies to your success. So we do this show on a daily basis, bring you different topics that we think are important to help you get there, to help you achieve your goals and dreams. But the other thing we do is take your questions, your comments, your concerns, and answer them here on the show. So we're going to bring you a lot of great information, such as Dr. Dan Cuney, coming up in just a brief moment. But if you have a question, if you have a comment, the phones are open for you to call 713-783-8365. Those digits spell out my name, 713-STEVENK. And whether you're listening to our live broadcast or a podcast or archive of the show that you can find at StephenKLive.com, that number will always reach me. And usually very directly. So use it as a resource. It was meant to be designed to connect you to the people that can help you succeed, and call 713-783-8365. You can also shoot an email to me at StephenKLive.com. And when you go to the website, connect to me on one or more of the social networks, and then we can have conversations online as well. Joining me now is my good friend and customized clinical nutritionist, show advisor here on the program for your health and wellness, Dr. Dan Cuney. And Dr. Dan, always here to give us some great information that impacts our health. Today you're going to talk about one of my favorite things, and you're telling me I shouldn't be drinking it at all, and that is soda.
Yes, Stephen. So the concept is that we have some major problems with obesity in our society. We have major problems with other things going on, and we started thinking about, well, what are the things that change? We've talked about refined foods. Well, guess one of the big refined foods that have added to us is soda. And a lot of people feel like they're just fine if they stay away from, the regular soda and they go to the diet soda. We'll talk a little bit about that too. We've actually talked about that in previous shows. But really what we want to do today is just kind of really get people to understand what's the big deal. You know, a lot of people ask these questions of what's the big deal about eating soda? And the reality of it is that it is a very big deal. It's actually one of the first things I did on my step to health. The very first thing I remember when I was younger, I used to drink, you know, Mom used to get the 2-liter bottles of soda. Still love you, Mom, but you used to get the 2-liter bottles of soda and we just used to drink them and then go for another 2-liter bottle.
You'd drink it right out of the fridge. You didn't even bother to get a glass. Just chug it out of the bottle.
And, you know, so we grew up on that. You probably grew up on that. I grew up on that. You know, that and iced tea was, you know, that's what I drank. I didn't even know what water was. I mean, it came out of the tap and you showered in it, but, you know, you didn't ever drink it. And so it's really just amazing what happens with this. I mean, it's so funny because, you know, how we talk about water and that we have to drink about eight ounce glasses a day, but the number really is take your weight divided by two. And have that many ounces a day. So I weigh 160 pounds. I should have 80 ounces of water a day without any high activity. So if I'm doing a lot of exercise, I would need to do more.
I love the fact that you and Umberto Coppola from 130 Fitness say the same exact thing about the amount of water that you drink. It shows that you both have researched this and have found the right formulas that can impact people's health.
Sure, absolutely. Now here's the thing that's interesting though. That you would think that if you have something like soda, a lot of soda is water, right? Because it's got all the mixes in there, but there's water in there. So you would think that, well, if I'm drinking a soda, that would take care of some of my water. And it's not even close. As a matter of fact, for every soda that you drink, you have to drink another 8-ounce glass of water to help get the toxicity of the soda out of your body.
Even though a majority of the ingredients could contain water in soda, I'm guessing that means that there's other stuff that actually take away from that.
Right. And so the basic concept, if you remember toxicity, is when we put stuff into our body that's a toxin or our body needs to cleanse that or purge that from our body. Well, one of the major things that it does that with is water. So you would think that the water in the soda handles it, but it's not even close. And that's not even where it starts. I mean, right now we're at something like our Americans guzzle down about 13 billion gallons of soda annually. 13 billion gallons. So count to
wow.
a billion. Count to a billion. We'll see if the radio show is over. So it's going to take a while, right? So a billion is a big number. And the number is just getting worse and worse. And we see the obesity levels are getting worse and worse. But here's the thing, guys. This is affecting our children's health. I mean, we know that our children, the calcification of bones, which is the strengthening of their bones, as they grow, their bones get stronger, right? Because they're making adult bones that they have to keep for the rest of their lives, right? That they don't calcify the way they're supposed to. We know that their bones break more easily because of soda. We know that the enamel on their teeth, you know, the stuff that strengthens your teeth, the soda actually eats the enamel off your teeth, so then we have more cavities.
Well, you remember how I remember several times hearing as a kid growing up that if the battery posts in your car are corroded, you can pour Coke on it and it'll eat that away and clean them up.
Yes. And then just think about that. And, you know, I've heard this anecdotally. I haven't asked, but I've heard that a lot of policemen will keep some soda in the trunk of their car so that when there's blood on the pavement, you know, from a car accident, they'll pour it on there and it'll just eat up the blood. That's kind of scary. And then I've heard women tell me this little trick. If you have these stains in your toilet that you just can't get, you know, those really deep stains that dig into the porcelain, you just pour a 2-liter bottle of Coke in there and let it sit for a couple hours, and you'll have a clean John again. So,
wow.
So, you know, this stuff is unbelievable what it really does. And let's not forget about the thing that no one do this now, but you can pour Coke on the car and it'll just eat the paint right off off your car. So think about what that's doing inside your body. You know, just that alone kind of scares me when you start thinking at that level.
Now, before we get to all of the stuff that makes that happen inside mm-hmm. of soda, when people initially think, well, maybe I shouldn't drink soda anymore, typically the number one reason is because of the caffeine. And you can equate that to coffee. Caffeine isn't necessarily good for you, so let's cut that out. So, I mean, that's probably the one basic element that I think a lot of people can relate to with soda being an unhealthy drink.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true, and it's caffeine is an issue because it is a stimulant, and because it's a stimulant, it races our body, and our body has to try to work to get that out. And as you know, most people who drink more soda or drink more coffee, or you know, they have to urinate more often because their body is racing trying to get this stuff out. And the interesting thing about it is that when people are soda or coffee drinkers for a long, long time, they don't see that as much, and that scares me. So like myself, if I was to drink a cup of coffee or have a soda, I would be peeing like a racehorse. But you might not have that same experience. And so that tells me that my body's like, oh, get this toxin out of me real fast. And then your body might be a little slower to react because it's so used to it. That kind of scares me a little bit.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's just really something to think about. And, you know, somebody's going to answer that with, well, I drink the non-caffeinated soda, right? You know, the zero, the free, the thing that there's nothing in it. Really, there's nothing in it. Well, if there's nothing in it, then drink water and add a little flavoring to it. And we'll talk about some options with that at the end. So, you know, the acid alkaline balance we've talked about before when we were talking about the third pillar of health and how important it is that we're not in an acidic state.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember why I said you don't want to be in an acid state? See, I'm quizzing Stephen now. Do you remember why I said being in an acid state is not a good place to be? Because that's where most what develops.
Bad stuff.
Bad stuff, like disease.
Exactly.
All right. So most disease develops in an acidic state. So what do you think? Do you think that soda is an acidic, form, or do you think it's an alkaline form, something that's really good for us? Just take a guess.
Well, I would guess acidic.
Yes, absolutely. It is. The pH is about 2.5, which is very acidic. 7.0 is neutral, which would be neutral water. And then 2.5 is really on the acidic scale. It's basically the same pH as vinegar. So you're drinking vinegar. So would you drink vinegar all day?
No, it tastes awful.
Yeah, I mean, put a little vinegar on your salad maybe, you know, a little good balsamic vinegar and oil and stuff like that, but you're not going to be drinking vinegar all
day. Not an 8-ounce glass of vinegar.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And most people don't drink 8 ounces anymore. They buy 16-ounce bottles, right? 20-ounce bottles.
True.
Isn't it interesting how those bottles just get bigger as time? Now people get the big gulp or whatever they're called, and they're, you know, they're 50, 60 ounces. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I had a patient the other day. I can't remember. It wasn't called the big gulp. It was called something else from another place. And she said, well, you know, I had this, you know, massive soda. I think it was like 75 ounces of soda or something like that. And she's like, maybe that's affected me. And I'm like, maybe it is. well, let's explore that. So, anyway, so the concept here is, first of all, parents, think about your kids. You know, if you are having your kids grow up and want them to be as healthy as possible, you want them to be feeding them systems with health, not things that detract from the health. And there's no question whatsoever that soda detracts from your health. We know it, and it interferes with your body's metabolism of iron, okay? It diminishes your nerve transmission. Nerve transmission. That's like my brain telling my hand to move. That's like my brain telling my heart that you need to move faster. Do you think that it makes a lot of sense for us to be having, you know, something that we're drinking lots of, or that's actually affecting our nerves?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm saying that, listening to you, understanding what you're saying, still being a soda drinker myself.
Yeah. Well,
although you told me after this show I would never drink one again. So.
Yeah, and that's where our goal is for you today, Stephen. We'll see if we can help you that first step. I'll be honest with you. This is the first step I made. I mean, I'm talking. This is going back 20 years ago. I made a decision. Stopping soda. And I had to find replacements, which we'll talk about. And then, and that just made a world of difference for me.
Well, and I've quit. I make it sound like smoking or drinking or something.
It is.
It actually could be very related to that, because we're talking about toxins and chemicals or drugs that our body is getting used to and therefore somewhat dependent on. But the other thing that's in soda that I know is bad, and we've had a whole show on this, so we don't have to cover high fructose corn syrup today, but that's another major ingredient that's in soda that is just, as you have taught us and as we all are learning more of, no matter what those commercials say, is definitely bad for you. And soda did not used to be made like that. I mean, even Pepsi for a little while came out with what they called their throwback, where instead of using the high fructose corn syrup, they put in natural sugar. And I would think, if anything, that would be better for you than the soda that they make today.
As a matter of fact, we might have mentioned this before, but in other countries, they don't allow the soda to be exported to them. So Coca-Cola doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in other countries, not even Mexico. They require it to have regular sugar put in. So we're the only country that does that and still allows that. It should be something that should just be taken off the market, but because of economic reasons, it's probably going to be a while before that happens. But yes, that's absolutely true. And we know, if you remember that show, if you want, we go back, you can look at the articles on our websites. You can also listen to radio shows. The high fructose corn syrup acts very much like alcohol in our liver. So just think about cirrhosis of the liver, how bad it's getting, and how many people we're having problems with, and thinking, could the high fructose corn syrup be making this whole situation worse? And that's not even including the concept of all that sugar, which, you know, is probably, as you saw in the article, I kind of highlighted this huge, which was the study that showed that people who drink two or more soft drinks per week, not per day, guys, per week, had an 87% higher risk of pancreatic cancer. Now, pancreatic cancer is really rough, guys. It's one of the cancers that the survival rates are very low. So pancreatic cancer, 87% higher risk of pancreatic cancer, not with one soda a day, but two sodas per week. Okay, so if you're doing two sodas a week, you're 87% higher chance of pancreatic
cancer. And most people drink more than that.
Absolutely.
I mean, even myself, even that I've cut back on soda recently, I still probably drink more than two a week, because if I go out to a restaurant, most of the time I'll order tea. That could be a whole other show later. I don't know if that's bad for you, but it's certainly not as bad as soda. But every once in a while I get that soda, even though I don't keep it in my house anymore. So it's still present, and I'm thinking even the casual drinker hits at least two a week, if not more.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And this research is coming out not from some small, you know, location. They're looking in journals of the cancer epidemiology, and I mean, this is big research. I mean, it really is. And one of the things that people start to move towards is this concept of, well, then I'll just drink diet soda. So I think what we should do is kind of talk a little bit more about diet soda and the implications of that. because that is a common scenario. And you, as you know, we've talked about, we have another radio show that talks all about, an article linked to it that talks all about the problem with these artificial sugars that are out there. And we can get into them again, but just a quick reminder is that they're unhealthy. They cause all sorts of problems. I think a patient example would be a nice example here. So I had a patient came in, I'm doing a history on him, and we're just going through the history, and I'm going through all the different challenges that are going on for her, and I said, well, are you getting any headaches? And she says, yeah, just normal headaches. I said, okay, well, what's normal headaches? And... And she says, I get it.
Hint, headaches are not normal at all.
Yeah, thank you. But for her, this is what society deals with. You take some aspirin or Tylenol or Advil, you get some headaches. Well, you get a few per week, and that's just it is. Everybody gets headaches. I mean, how many aspirin and Tylenol are sold? I mean, clearly that we have that, going on in our society. And so she says, normal headaches. And I said, okay. So we started keep going through and stuff. And then we got to the fact that she drinks diet soda. And we talked a little bit about that. And it was a little early to talk about it, but God just led me into the conversation on day one, which is usually not what I do. But we had the conversation. I said, I think these headaches are coming from the diet soda. And sometimes, God just kind of, speaks into you, like, where is this coming from and so on. And I said, if we do an experiment with this, I think it came out in the history as I was asking her. I was saying, when you get the headaches, do you notice anything that relieves it? Da, da, da. Well, if I drink a diet soda, my headache's relieved. And I'm like, okay, so, yeah. And now you would think, well, if it's something that fixes the headache, then that must be the cure, not the problem, right?
Well, yeah, I mean... That tends to be the logic. It's but I'm guessing it's just the opposite.
Right. So let's think about somebody who's addicted to alcohol, and when you're addicted to alcohol or something more severe, another drug like that, when they have the drug again, it relieves the symptom that they're dealing with, right? From the detoxification of not having it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it gets confusing to people. So they don't even connect the dots. I mean, let me finish the story on her. So she made the commitment to stop the diet soda because she said, okay, let me see what happens. And she literally went to with her girlfriend to a movie, and she was and she told her girlfriend about her commitment. And they're sitting in the movie theater, and how the soda thing flashes up before the movie starts and stuff. And she's just like, I gotta go get a soda. I gotta go get a soda. And she's like, no, you stay here. You're not getting the soda. girlfriend helped commit with her. I mean, it's unbelievable the level of addiction this was. But literally within a few weeks, she had no more headaches anymore just by quitting her diet soda.
And speaking as someone who has stopped drinking soda, those withdrawal headaches, mm-hmm, from the lack of caffeine and the other things that are in soda are just torture. Mm-hmm. That first couple of days to week or so is just absolute, it's menacing,
yeah,
how much it impacts you.
Yeah.
But once you get through that, then you should be all right.
Yeah. And I have a little trick that we can do, we can go over, and the trick will go over and we'll explain what can we do to avoid those caffeine withdrawal headaches. Now, there's not a lot that you can do to withdraw the headaches that are coming from withdrawal from the artificial sweeteners, because when you stop those artificial sweeteners, sometimes there is a detox. But we can definitely settle down the headaches that are coming from the caffeine.
All right, so when we come back, Dr. Dan is going to give you some tips and secrets on how to alleviate the withdrawal headaches and other things for when you quit soda. And probably helps on other things that you want, other things that you might be taking in now that are toxins that can help alleviate those symptoms so you don't feel the need to go back to those bad habits. Stay tuned for that. We're going to cover that in the next segment right here on Life, Business, and Money. If you have a question or comment, you are welcome to call in. 713-783-8365. That's 713-STEVENK. You can also shoot an email to me at StephenKLive.com and live chat on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, or Twitter right here with LBM Radio. I'll also have a special announcement from 130 Fitness, so stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. Stephen Kay here with Dr. Dan Cuney, and we'll be getting back to the conversation of before you drink that soda, here are some things that you may want to know. And in fact, if you'd like to join in with a question or comment, what is your favorite soft drink and why? 713-STEPHEN-KAY is the number to call. More importantly, are you concerned with the impacts that soda and other soft drinks may have on your health? And do you want to know how to make it better? How to improve it and not have that health concern in your life anymore? Well, that's what Dr. Dan's talking about here today. 713-783-8365. That's 713-STEVENK, or email me at stephenklive.com. This segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at 130 Fitness. Umberto Coppola, usually on the show here with us on Thursdays, could not be here today, but he does have a special offer for you. 130 Fitness is a personal training program that allows you to work out one time per week for only 30 minutes and experience tremendous results. Now you might be saying, Stephen, that is just not possible. Well, try it out for yourself at no charge. For our listeners here on LBM Radio, Umberto and the team at 130 Fitness will give you two free personal training sessions for you to see how this program can impact you for the better. All you have to do is email freestuff at stephenklive.com, include your name, address, phone number, and email, and in the subject line, of course, put 130 Fitness. As you know, I do a lot of online and on-air giveaways, so I need to make sure I know which one you're responding to. So in the subject line, put 130 Fitness and email your name, address, phone number, and your own email to freestuff at stephenklive.com, and you will receive details on how to get two free personal training sessions at 130 Fitness. And they have three locations here in the greater Houston area: the Woodlands, Champion Spring, and here in the Galleria Central area of Houston. So you can choose the location that's most convenient for you. Email freestuff at stephenklive.com today for your two free sessions and learn how you can work out with a personal trainer one time a week for only 30 minutes and experience tremendous results that I think personally are better than going to the gym 3 to 5 days a week. And I just don't have the time for that. So all, and more details are online at 130fitness.com. Now, I am here with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. And Dr. Dan, when we went to the break, you were talking about the things that we experience when we try to do something healthy for ourselves, like quitting soda. It seems that when we do that, all of a sudden our body says, no, this isn't good. And it's not that that's what the body is really saying. The body is saying, hey, I'm used to that chemical. Give it back to me. Give me more. So we start to get headaches. We start to not feel right. We start to feel fatigued and run down. And you say that you have, if we really want to do this for our health, we need to do this for our health. So how do we avoid those withdrawal symptoms so that we can have a more pleasant experience as we transition to better health?
When it comes to caffeine, the basic thing is, Stephen, is to wean yourself off. And so the way to do that is you take a cup of coffee and you have 1 teaspoon every hour all day the first day. Then you have 1 teaspoon every few hours the second day, and then 1 teaspoon a few times during the third day. And doing that simplistic thing of giving your body the caffeine in lower doses, lower doses, and lower doses, what happens is that it allows your system to not be like, I'm in major withdrawal right now. And what we've seen time and time again is that people don't have those caffeine withdrawal headaches, those ones that are just brutal. You know, I think you were referencing them before the break, is that that's a really challenging thing for a lot of people. It's like, my God, this is an awful headache, and this is the way to do it. And dependent upon how much you drink of soda or coffee or any caffeine thing, those headaches can be more, you know, large. larger and bigger. So this is the way to get around that. It's a real simple thing. It sounds silly. It's like, oh, I don't need to do it every hour. I'll just, you know, I'll take a gulp now and a gulp later. I'm telling you from experience, the recipe is 1 teaspoon every hour the first day, 1 teaspoon every couple hours the second day, every 2 hours the second day, and then, you know, every few hours the third day. And it only needs to be, you know, maybe every four or five hours the third day. And but once you get through the third day, what seems to be true with almost any detoxification, you get through the third day, you're doing a lot better. Now, you obviously can do other things to help yourself when you're trying to detoxify. And one of them is having lots of healthy, dark, leafy greens. Now, you're getting off of soda, and now you're telling me I got to eat dark leafy greens? Well, we have them in a supplement. So if you want them in a supplement, you can get something called Cruciferous Complete, which is Brussels sprouts and kale. And, that's taken into a dehydrated process at room temperature. It has all the enzymes and all the nutrients in there, and you can just take these capsules. Like, I can't get my dad to come near any dark leafy green salad. The only salad he'll ever eat is iceberg lettuce. So what do? Is I help him with these Cruciferous Complete tablets, so at least he's getting the nutrition from it. And that feeds your liver and helps you with what's called phase two of detoxification, which is pulling out those toxins. And it's actually conjugating these toxins so they can come out of your body, which means connecting them up so that they're in a transport mechanism that can get them out of the body.
It makes sense. If you're looking for more information like this, I highly recommend that you check out Dr. Dan's website. Very easy to remember. Go to drdanwellness.com. There you'll see the article he wrote for today's show. Of course, that's also on our show website. But you can go directly to his, because on his, he'll have all the health and wellness information for you consolidated into one place. Whereas, as much as I want you to go to the show website, you have to search through all the shows to find it. So for your health info, for better wellness documentation and research, go to drdanwellness.com, look up the article on drinking soda, look at some of the other health tips that he has for you, and if you want, and also find out about his next free seminar that teaches you about different aspects of taking better care of your health and nutrition. And when you're ready for that free when you're ready for a consult, call 713-295-9358 and talk to Dr. Dan directly. That's 713-295-9358, or again online at drdanwellness.com. Now, Dr. Dan, there's something else in the article that you wrote for our newsletter this week that pertains to soda that has to do with the impact it's had on obesity in our society.
Certainly, yeah. And this stat that I'm about to give you is so mind-boggling that I had to look at it and really absorb it and kind of look back at the notes of, you know, the research. But the research shows that a single can of soda every day will give, can add 15 pounds per year on our body. So if you are a soda drinker and say, I'm not that big a deal, all I do is I add one. So I just have one soda in the morning to get me going.
I'm just reaching down, feeling the little bit of fat that I don't like around my midsection, and thinking of all the soda that I drink.
Yeah, and just wondering, could that have any effect? So a single can of soda can add 15 pounds a year. As a matter of fact, another research showed that additional soda can increase your risk of obesity 1.6 times. So that's enough for me to say, wow. Okay, now we knew this was a case. I mean, we didn't have to think about the fact that we have this massive can of sugar in front of us that we're pouring in our body, that it's not going to have some sort of effect. Of course it's going to have an effect. And it's having an effect on obesity. It's having an effect on cancer, because remember, cancer feeds on what, Stephen?
Feeds on bad stuff.
Come on, Stephen. What's the main thing in soda that we're just talking about?
High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup and sugar. That's what cancer feeds on. So if we know that that's what it feeds on, if we're just pouring that down our throat every day, pouring the fuel for cancer down our throat every day, can you visualize it, guys? Can you visualize the little Pac-Mans that are coming around in your body that are cancer cells just eating up that sugar and saying thank you and getting larger and larger and larger and larger? So if you don't want that to happen, think about not feeding your body the stuff that's going to feed that system. We all have cancer cells in our body every day. This is one of the biggest misconceptions there are. They're just irregular cells. But our immune system has something called natural killer cells, and it goes after it, and it kills them, and it gets rid of them, unless our body's immune system is so depressed that it can't handle it. What's a great way to depress your immune system? Have sugar. I mean, it's unbelievable to think about how it does that. There was another experiment that showed that if you took a sugar that's from one soft drink, and you will damage your white blood cell, now that's your cells that go after infection, ability to kill bacteria up to 7 hours. So you have that soda in the morning, your immune system's depressed from that morning till 7 hours later. So 8 a.m. to 7, what is that, till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, just think about that. And if you have another one at lunch, then you're depressing your immune system until 9 o'clock at night, right? I mean, so what's going on here? We're just depressing your immune systems. So we're depressing your immune systems, and we're feeding it the sugar that it doesn't need, right? So just think about that, guys, and just think about what you can do to make a difference in your health, of your family, your probable predictable future can completely be changed by doing something simple as removing soda from your diet.
You know, I've done a lot of work with an organization called CanCare here in Houston. I've even had them on my show in the past. It's a group of people who volunteer to help other people with cancer who have survived it. So they want to just offer that support in the hospitals and to the families and so forth. And as I talked with these different people of how they survived, one of the things that I noticed is how much they had to change their eating habits and how they took care of their health and their body and their exercise and so forth. And I'm thinking, well, if this is the stuff, if these are the things that they had to do to help them overcome this disease, then wouldn't it stand to reason that these are the things that we should be doing to possibly prevent the chances of these disease taking place in the first place?
Of course, Stephen. I mean, that's a brilliant deduction, and that makes so much sense. So we often wait until the problem gets here to start to make the change. But if you decide to make the changes now, you will have a completely different experience of life. Now, it's not just, oh, I'm avoiding disease, which is, that's a motivation, and a lot of us
Absolutely.
Need that motivation factor. But it's also, you will have a better quality of life. You'll be more vibrant. You'll be more fully alive. You'll come home from work and still have the energy to play with your kids. I mean, this is something that is important for us. Right now, a lot of people are holding on to that caffeine and that soda, thinking that's the only thing keeping me alive. Well, that's what I do, is I help get you on to natural whole food nutrition and whole food supplements. Clinical nutrition is different than just telling you what to eat. Well, we feed you supplements that are going to target what your weaknesses are, get you back on track, make you feel fully alive again. I have patients tell me all the time that they feel 10 years younger than they did when they walked in the door. And that's what we can do for you, just by listening to what's going on and feeding the deficiencies.
Does that sound like something you want for your own life? Is that the type of health that you would actually prefer to have and to be able to live with? If so, give Dr. Dan a call today, 713-295-9358. When you call him, you can set up a private consultation. You can talk to him on the phone about your concerns. You can ask him about his free seminars and workshops that he gives on a monthly basis. Just make the call and find out the information that can impact your health and therefore your life for the better. 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358, or again online at drdanwellness.com. And on his website, he has all of his previous show archives that he's done here with us on the program. He has the articles that he's written for our newsletter directly on his own website, drdanwellness.com. And he has other information, health tips, nutritional facts, foods to look for, foods to avoid, how to evaluate your own current health, and how to take yourself to that next level of health that we all probably believe we deserve, but we not sure if we can actually have with the food and the other things that we put into our body and that's on the market today. Dr. Dan's here to tell you that you can make a difference in your own life and impact your health for the better. All you've got to do is follow his tips and his advice online at drdanwellness.com, and again, call him with questions and get other information at 713-295-9358. 5'8". All right, I've got to take a quick break. I went extra long with Dr. Dan today because our good friend Umberto Coppola from 130 Fitness couldn't make it in. But when I come back, I'll give you info on a special offer from 130 Fitness so you can get the exercise portion of your health care right here on Life, Business, and Money. And we'll wrap up today's show. So stay tuned. There's just a little bit more to come. Hang in there with me.